Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, I'll get 2 Jager Bombs.
Your trash and a BLT.
Welcome to Poor Little Thing, the podcast, also known as
PLT.
The podcast where we share and discuss stories involving life's poor little things. Like that time you had a cleaner over for the first time in a long time, and she went into the bathroom and flushed the toilet because you accidentally left her a big old bowl of dehydrated urine, and then later played a voice note that you sent me, Ryan, on full blast, where she heard you simply yell, "Fuck me!" Hi, I'm Amy Goodmurphy, and beside me, as always, is the angelic, the beautiful female woman of Christmas time.
Tis me.
It's old Saint Nicola.
Hi.
Ryan Steele.
How are you doing, everybody?
I had to improvise that one because I forgot to write down what I wanted to call you.
That's all good.
But I do feel like it's fitting.
Well, I mean, if you're on Patreon right now, you can see that we are dressed festive for the holiday saison.
I would say I'm sort of like a naughty little sort of Mrs. Claus's like sister that like wants to like maybe have some fun with Santa, but behind, you know, their back, maybe I have a couple too many like whiskeys on the rocks.
I get it.
You know?
Yeah.
And I'm like, "Hey, Santa, like, I gotta go to the bathroom. You wanna come?"
Oh, wow.
And then Mrs. Claus is like, "Hey.
Hey.
Stop it.
Don't, it's my man.
Go home, Barbara.
Yeah.
Go home."
She'll fucking slap you in your cheek.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then I freak out and leave. And then we don't talk to each other until the next Christmas. I come over and it's like a cycle.
It's like it never happens.
What about you? How are you? Who are you sort of internalizing right now? Who do you feel like?
I wanted something a little feminine and festive. So I called my friend Susan. You know her, Susan Derulo. She owns this. She's owned this for years.
Yeah.
She wore this in her Christmas special that she did a few years ago with her friend Judy. And I'm happy it still fits. That's a win.
Like a glove.
Yeah. And I feel 100%.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
You feel 100p.
I feel 100%. I feel complete.
Yeah.
And I feel sexy as fuck. So rewinding, you were at home. Okay. First of all, you left pee in the toilet.
Yeah. So, so that's me. So we have been meaning to get a cleaner forever. We had this amazing cleaner. She was wonderful. And then she decided that she didn't want to be cleaning no more.
Oh.
So she decided she was going to take care of her grandchild instead.
She moved on.
She moved on from us and from every other client.
Oh.
And I hate that.
Yeah, me
because
too.
I liked her a lot. I trusted her with my jewels. And, you know, I have a lot of jewels.
That's the thing, right? I guess when you have someone in your apartment.
You don't know. And we would leave. Hey, honey, have at it.
Do you have lots of jewels like in Goonies? You know, when they find all the treasure on the boat?
Yes.
Yeah.
We have a treasure chest in every room. And when you open it, it goes, woo, and it's like super bright and there's jewels in there.
Wow.
Yeah, but I never want to sell them because I just think it's cool that we have jewels. Like, I can't.
Also, they'll probably just get, you know, worth more and more as the years go by.
I think so. And there's a big like jewel business, I think I've heard. So anyways, we trusted her with that. So it's been a long time coming. It's like so-and-so can't take us. We're not getting our shit together. we got one.
Hmm.
And she came and it was her first trial. Of course, we're embarrassed. I'm like, the first thing I said was, don't look too closely. And she literally goes, that's my job. I will be. And I was like, yep, fair enough.
Okay.
And then she was like, it's not that bad. She actually said, she's like, it's not that bad at all. She's like, you shouldn't, you know, you can't imagine what I've seen. And I was like, okay, cool. So I stayed in the back room, did some work.
There we go.
Little click, click, click on my keyboard.
Mm-hmm.
And then I heard her flush the toilet. And I realized she wasn't going into there to pee because you can hear everything in there.
Yeah.
There was no pee coming.
Oh.
And I realized I had left a big dehydrated bowl of urine.
Oh, shit.
So she had to see a yellow, deep orange
full
bowl of her new client's urine.
Oh.
And then later I was like, I hated myself. So of course, naturally I have to text somebody. My cleaner just flushed my urine down. I have to tell someone.
Mm-hmm.
And then later I'm in there because she was there for 3 hours. And then I get a voice note text from you and I think, oh, wonderful. It's only 2 seconds. I think it's a pocket text. Mm-hmm. So I think I can play it out loud.
Yeah,
I think
yeah.
I'm just going to hear some ruffling.
Mm-hmm.
And all I heard on full blast and all she heard on full blast was, fuck me. So she thinks I'm watching porn in the other room while she's flushing my urine.
Yeah.
So anyways, it's the holiday season.
Yes.
Do you have any like fun holiday traditions that you do every single year?
We like to drink a lot. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Me and my parents will always do it. Usually a shot of tequila and then me and my mom will drink our wine. But traditions, you know, we always do those little Christmas crackers. Is that what they're called? Yeah. You open them up and you get a little toy. It's kind of sad. There's just three of us now. And my dad texted me yesterday. He's like, oh, you know, bring this person to that person. But I'm like, I think I'm just going to go up solo.
Yeah.
Because I want to bring more than one. I don't know who to pick. And I wanted to bring like four people. And he's like, well, you know, we can't feed that many, Ryan.
Ryan, we won't be paying for that.
Yeah. He's like, we're not going to make your mom go through that. And I was like, no, Daddy. But I do hear him because part of me was like, I was going to say, I'll pay, but I'm not going to pay. So yeah. I'll be going up solo.
Can we do like a back and forth of like that conversation with your dad?
For sure.
Okay. Hey, Ryan.
Hi, Dad.
Hey. Oh, shit.
thanks for calling me back.
Okay. Look, we were thinking maybe you could bring some guys up, some straight men to help me around the property. Maybe just one. Big guy to come up for Christmas.
Really? Even in the winter, though? It's going to be so cold, Daddy.
Don't be a bitch, Ryan.
But, Daddy.
Don't call me Daddy.
Don't call me a bitch, Daddy.
Don't do this.
Anyway, what if I bring up my drag queen friend, Robin Graves? She's really actually a kind of tough girl.
I don't like that.
Okay, what about Tiffany & Co. or BB So Fresh?
What?
They're my drag queen friends, Dad.
I told you, bring a straight guy that knows how to lift stuff and likes cars and beer.
Oh, Dad, I won't be doing that.
Ryan, why are you like this?
Daddy, accept me for who I am. Daddy, give me a kiss.
I love you, buddy.
I love you too, Daddy.
But stop being, don't be so gay. Just be a little bit gay.
Oh my God. The amount of parents that are probably like that. You know, I like him because he's only a little bit gay.
But he's only a little bit gay. He's not one of those, he's not one of those femme gays.
Yeah.
You know, girly gays.
Mm.
He likes to, you know, play with penises, but he ain't,
no.
Edit that out.
What about traditions in the Goodmurphy household?
You know, we don't really have. I think growing up, we always got together with my aunt, who is local with her family, and she has four children. So, and then they have kids. Mm. And then we kind of stopped doing that. I'm like really bad. I realize, like, I feel sometimes as a girl in the family, which is really stupid, but like bringing everybody together and like keeping the traditions, and now the cousins see each other so that we can all, I don't do fuck all.
No.
We used to go to high tea every year.
Oh.
I don't want to go. I love my cousins. I love every single one of my family members. I do. Mm. But I just, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't have to go to high tea. It's $100+ a person for tea and little crumpets.
Mm-hmm.
Can you see me there?
No.
Imagine me sitting there.
No, I can't.
Please. They probably hate being there with me too. So we don't do that anymore. We'll do Christmas dinner at my mom's if she feels like cooking.
Well, maybe a month late.
Well, hey, you're talking about my birthday. I told you she was in Palm Springs. But she, you know, we wait every year to see if she's up for the challenge. Because,
okay.
You know, I don't know what the fuck to do. I'm like, need some help?
Yeah,
and she's
a lot of
like,
work.
Oh, God, you can't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I remember growing up, always my dad was always like, you know, Amy, you really should watch your mom. Like, go. And mind you, this wasn't like a necessarily, it was like a kid thing. Like, you should know how to feed yourself and cook. Because him and he would be teaching me how to build things, like all the other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But he was like, your mom is really good in the kitchen and you need to be. Okay, wait, this sounds really bad.
Very classic
family. She was always, yeah, it was.
Yeah.
But she made the meals.
Yeah.
So he was like, you got to go and learn. And always be like, no, I don't want to. I don't want to do that. I want to go watch TV.
Yeah.
And I told my dad that I've been sharing stories of him on the podcast. Mm. And I told him that I said something like where he said, get the fuck off the internet. And he was like,
I don't think I swore at you, Amy. I don't think I swore at you. And I was like, okay. I'm like, well, sometimes one would come out if you're really mad. I'm like, but you know, and he's like, I just don't think I swore at you, Amy. That's not something I would do. And I was like, well, okay. I'm like, well, sometimes you did. In fairness, my dad wasn't going around swearing at us all the time when we weren't allowed to swear or anything. It was just when he got really mad, one might slip.
You know, if he gets that aggravated, you know, if you 10 out of 10.
If you rile him up, that's the deal. So anyhow.
Every second word out of my dad's mouth was, fuck, oh, fucking, your work was fucking piece of shit today. This guy came up to me, fuck, you know, I'm going to be at that mill for another fucking 30 years and fuck, I hate my life. Yeah. Where's my bud? Where's my bud, Louise?
Where's my bud, Louise?
Oh, God. Thanks, Louise. Oh, Louise, so much. Ryan, stop acting like that. Take that dress off.
Hey.
Sorry, a lot of things are coming up.
You should have been allowed to wear a dress. But now you can.
I can. No, and actually, I used to. I don't know if I ever talked about that. When I was like, I want to say 7 or 8, we go to my grandparents' house, and they had like a tickle trunk, and I would put like heels and dresses on. At the beginning, they all loved it. Everyone, my uncles and my aunts.
Yeah.
And then one day, mom and dad were like, Ryan, no more.
Oh, yeah. That's a big memory.
And now I'll never be on Canada's Drag Race.
No, you will. You can if you want.
But do I do Rivanka, Susan Derulo, or Shandy?
Shandy.
Imagine Shandy on Canada's Drag Race.
Shandy has the biggest chance to win.
She would probably be sent home first.
Yeah, she would. But she would get on camera just like just to be there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry that happened to you. I totally understand that. And that would have been confusing where it's like it's not fun and funny anymore. Mm-hmm. Now they're worried.
Yeah.
So I don't like that.
I know.
Quit clipping your kids' butterfly wings.
I was going to say it's because it was the 80s, but I'm sure it's still happening
today. What do you mean? You're sure 100% it does, these little weirdos. Don't have kids unless you're going to accept them fully for who they are.
Exactly.
And this is coming straight from Mrs. Claus's whore of a sister.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sure, I might want to get it on with Santa Claus when I drink too much at Christmas.
Yeah, that's her on her, though.
And that's on me, and I get sent home. But I got 3 kids. One of them's gay. One of them isn't, I don't think. And the other one, I don't know. I think they're asexual.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit.
Oh. I like this confidence side of you.
Come to the North Pole and fight me, B.
Yeah.
No, don't fight me and don't come to the North Pole.
How is the North Pole this time of year?
It's really special.
Yeah.
All the elves are,
I guess
are
it's
building.
Crunch time. Yeah.
Yeah, they're cobblers. They're building shoes and shit.
Yeah.
Wooden shoes.
I don't want any of those.
I don't want to talk about that. So we actually have a fun little segment.
Mm-hmm.
What's it called?
Things We Want for Christmas.
What do you want for Christmas? Christmas, Christmas. What do you want for Christmas? Santa's on his way.
All I want for Christmas is for it to be mandatory that babies are scientifically sedated before every single flight.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
All I want for Christmas is people with iPads on the street to stop coming up to me and asking me if I have time to talk to them about their cause.
Well, all I want for Christmas is to stop getting zits. I'm 39. Fuck off.
All I want for Christmas is for mice to stop falling on me.
Brian, that's fair. It only has to happen once for you to want it badly to never happen again.
It scarred me for life.
That's messed up.
Mm-hmm.
A true mouse fell on his shoulder. If you're just tuning in to this episode, a mouse literally fell from the ceiling onto his shoulder and bounced off onto a countertop and then stood there and stared at you.
Mm-hmm.
All I want for Christmas is for people to stop getting custom-made mufflers for their dumb little cars. Stop it.
All I want for Christmas is people to stop thumbs-upping my texts.
All I want for Christmas is for people to stop asking me if I'm tired. Yes, I'm fucking tired all the goddamn time. Stop asking me.
All I want for Christmas is for people to stop getting mad about other people posting spoilers about reality shows when it's been 2 or 3 days since it aired. You're late.
All I want for Christmas is for my iPhone to stop autocorrecting fuck to duck. You know damn well what I'm trying to say. I'm trying to say fuck.
All I want for Christmas is for me to stop dating people in their 20s. Wake up, Ryan.
That's a good one.
Thank you.
And you know what? You'll get there.
I'm going to get that one.
Because you're a work in progress and you're under construction.
I'm under construction.
He's
sure
under construction. All I want for Christmas is for people to share the goddamn sidewalk. Move over. If you're in twos, shuffle back.
Mm-hmm.
So one person's in the front and the other's in the back so that I can go. And if you're a bloody little shitty boy teenager and your group of boys that all have the same bowl cut, weird, blown out haircut, don't move over for me and my female partner.
get ready.
Because 2024 is a new pushing me. I'm just a pusher now.
Wow, yeah.
I'm physically pushed. No, they'll call the police. I'm not. I'm just going to say, what the fuck's wrong with you? And then run away.
Also, stay to the right on the sidewalk. Stay to the right.
Stay to the right.
It's one rule we all do, just like the streets with the cars. It works for them. It's going to work for us on our legs.
Stay to the right.
All I want for Christmas is for people to acknowledge me when I hold the door open for them at a store or the gym or anything. Thanks.
Can you imagine someone holds the door open for you and you just walk right in and don't say anything?
It makes my blood boil.
You know what I say when I do that and no one says anything? I go, you're welcome.
So do I.
Yeah.
I feel so good.
It feels so good.
Yeah.
Cunts.
Cunts.
But then I wait. I anticipate their reaction, and I'm like, that could have been a risk.
Yeah.
All I want for Christmas is for me to actually do my makeup, actually care about how my hair looks, and stop wearing a goddamn sweatsuit so I stop looking like a coiffed troll when I leave the house. I can't help it.
Oh, my God. That's all I got.
A
coiffed troll.
Well, it's like it has like a coif. You know what I mean? Like, I never know what's happening under there.
Did you hear what the word of the year was in the Oxford Dictionary?
No.
Riz.
What's riz?
Riz is short for charisma. Example, he's got serious riz. Or, she's got so much riz, all she had to do was look at her. I don't even know what that means.
What? Like that's to show their charisma, all they had to do was make eye contact?
Yeah.
I'm not using riz.
No?
I'm not saying she's got crazy riz.
Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, it kind of sounds fun.
Oh, is there a change happening?
I kind of like riz.
What if we were on a date and one of us kept using it and the other one had no clue?
I would drop you. I would be like, I have to go. I have to leave. It's an emergency.
Let's pretend. Hey, it's Amy, right?
Yeah.
Thanks so much. Cactus Club. I've actually never been to this location.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it here. I love their chicken club sandwich with fries.
You got so much riz. You know that, baby?
What's that?
You got a lot of riz.
What's riz? And also, don't call me baby.
It's short for charisma. Are you kidding?
You think I have a lot of charisma?
Yeah.
Because I just told you that I like the chicken club here with fries.
Yeah, even right now, what you're doing, this, you got so much riz. You're like a rizaholic, man.
Oh my God, my phone is buzzing out of control. Hello? Johnny's in the well again? No, you can't get him out. You need my muscles to pull him out. I'm on a date, maybe with the love of my life. Okay, I'll be there in 2 seconds. Oh man, I can't get there fast enough. Okay, I better go by myself, and this guy shouldn't walk me out. I know, because he should sit here. Okay, bye. I have to go.
Yeah, can I have your credit card information for the bill?
Yes.
Thank you.
Bye. Because I'd feel bad. I would give it to you.
Yeah.
Like, I would give you. Yeah. And because I have riz.
Whoa.
Because she's got riz.
What if we actually start saying it?
I'm going to forget because I forget everything, but I want to use it.
Mm-hmm.
I was at first, you saw me, I got caught up in it. At first I was mad.
Riz.
But then as soon as I said it, it felt okay.
Yeah.
I get it now.
Well, here's the thing. You know, I'm usually 5 years late to some things.
Yeah, like, sure.
So riz, I want to say in about 2028.
Yep.
It's going to come into my vocabulary.
And we're going to start saying it. And then that means that I'll start saying it because I'll pick it up.
And for our younger listeners, that's just your journey. That's what's going to happen to you as you get into your 30s and 40s.
Mm-hmm, that's your journey. As you get older, that's what happens. My body's completely broken down and I'm not even 40 yet.
Yeah.
This is being a junior middle-aged person. It was when we call it that. Being a junior middle-aged person.
That's probably a thing.
You know where I got that from? It's because my mom was a junior senior for a long time. She used that like it was going out of style. Mm. I'm a junior senior. But because there's a real thing, I guess. I can't remember what the age is
exactly.
It's
like high school, like when you're like a freshman.
A junior.
College, whatever.
I'm a junior middle-aged person.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. Yeah. Anyways, I went for a holiday drink.
Oh, a drink?
A holiday drink. And it was really fun
because
I wanted to talk about, like, speaking of getting festive, what do you do? And every year I do turn to Jenny and say, let's do fun things. Like, let's go for a Christmas light walk or get hot chocolate or whatever.
You got to plan it. You got to organize it.
You got it. Or it comes and goes, honey.
Yeah.
And it's already going.
That's right.
So one night it was like, I got to tell you, it was like 8 p.m. We were on the couch.
I was sleeping already probably.
Well, you know, I'm in a sweatsuit.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, get up. Let's get dressed. Let's get a little fancy. And let's go have a holiday cocktail at a hotel.
I love it.
Okay, well, my first inkling was like, no.
Yeah.
Absolutely not. I want to put on Real Housewives and watch till we get blue in the face and go to bed at 3 a.m. and then hate ourselves in the morning.
Definitely.
You know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
But I took a minute and was like, she really wants to do this. We never do this. I can change.
Whoa.
For one night.
Okay.
So I got up and I said, put your leather pants on. We're going out.
Mm-hmm.
So we got gussied up. We took our car downtown because we knew we were just going to have one drink. And we went on like a high-end Vancouver hotel tour because we knew that the trees were going to be up and like all the lights were going to be. So if anything, if we couldn't get in anywhere because it was a Saturday night,
whoa,
we would just at least, you know, maybe we'd get a hot chocolate or something and walk around. Mm-hmm. It was so fun. All of the hotels were done out. And then we ended up at the Sutton Place Bar, which I think is called the Gerald. There's a restaurant, mm-hmm. but if you walk through the restaurant, there's a bar. Mm-hmm. And it's really cool. It's like dark. They have a fireplace.
Oh, I love it. Yeah.
They've got brown leather couches, you know, the mm-hmm. ones. And we had a nice little holiday drink.
I'm obsessed.
Yeah. It was really fun. I had a whiskey sour.
Oh, I was going to say, I thought maybe a gin martini or.
No, actually, no, I had a bourbon sour.
Okay.
I had a bourbon sour. Mm. And Jenny was like, you know, right next to a Christmas tree and the fire was blazing. We took a couple pictures and it was really fun.
Good for you.
Thanks. So I highly recommend just go for one mm-hmm. if you want. Or if you don't drink, I don't know if that's fun for people who don't drink, but like go have a pop and sit in a nice like whatever mm-hmm. environment.
Also, a lot of places have really good non-alcoholic options these days.
Well, you know who you should follow for that ooh. Is our friend Caitlin Stewart.
This is true.
Who's the best bartender in the world.
Likeable cocktails.
That's what it's called. Mm-hmm. You should follow Caitlin Stewart. She's already got a huge following, okay?
I don't know if she needs any more.
I don't know if she needs any more, but she's really good at what she does. Mm-hmm. And yeah, her handle is called Likeable Cocktails, and her name is Caitlin Stewart. And she's always doing real nice cocktail recipes.
Did you and Jenny consummate that evening?
It's none of your business.
Kudos for her for like yeah. thinking that. And then kudos for you being, yeah, let's go. Because I know what you mean when you're upside down on the couch and your hair is like a troll, like you said.
Yeah, coif troll.
Coif troll. It's the last thing you want to do. But you fucking put on some pants and off you went.
We did. And it was fun. And it was a little bit cold, but we had the right coats on. Mm. And I actually had never been through some of the hotels before, and it was just fun to go and like check out and to check out where we might want to go another time.
Oh,
you know what I mean? Like we were scouting.
Yeah, scouting. It's exactly what you're doing.
We were bar scouting. Mm. So yeah, that was really fun.
I have a little treat for you.
What?
Everybody, this is the last episode of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought I'd like to test Miss Amy Goodmurphy's skill level on this past year of podcast episodes.
Don't do this to me.
We're going
to
be playing some PLT trivia. D?
I'm nervous.
All right. When you were the judge in dog court, why was Sheba on trial?
Because she ate her own shit.
Correct. Who did we agree would win in a fight between Tori Spelling and Jenny Garth?
Tori.
Yes, one punch. Two for two.
Wow.
What was the name of my cousin's baby that was eaten by a tiger?
Chantel.
No,
don't tell me. Can I get a couple?
You get a couple.
It wasn't Jasmine.
No, it wasn't Chantel or Jasmine.
What's the first letter?
C.
What's the next letter?
L.
What's the next letter?
I can't give you any more.
Cleo?
Yes.
Damn it.
I'm going to give you a half point on that one.
Damn.
What did Maggie Winters fall off of in Paris while wearing her beret?
A Segway.
That's correct. When you were in grade 7 and you called grade 6s to flirt with them, whose house were you at?
Vanessa's.
That's correct.
Oh my God.
What did Carolyn Taylor invent to give non-smokers a break?
My time smokes.
Time sticks.
My damn time it, sticks. Damn it. No, time sticks.
What do you call big natural breasts?
Fatty daddies.
That's correct. When I spot a guy at the gym, what do I keep saying to him over and over as he lifts up the fucking barbell?
Woof.
No.
Damn it. What is it?
All you, man. It's
damn,
all you.
Damn it.
All you, man.
Damn it. But also woof?
But also woof.
Okay.
What would you like new restaurants to spend half their budget on?
Toilets. Private bathrooms.
Correct. And finally,
this is so fun.
What's the one day a year that you can cause to miss a wedding or graduation by taking a pill?
If it's my fart day.
That's right.
Brian, that was so unexpected and fun.
Little PLT trivia. And I hope you guys were playing along at home.
Hey, I hope you listeners were playing along at home. And we'll be here every Friday night. So come on down to trivia night.
Yeah, all PLT. Imagine I did one like at a bar and people are like, I don't listen to your podcast. I'm like, well, you're not going to do very well.
Sorry, it's our way of trying to get you to. We're not going to, and this sucks.
Yeah. Okay.
That would be hard.
Stick around for another beer. We're not going to.
Stick around for another beer. Tip your bartender. Fuck you. Listen, that was really fun.
It was fun.
Thank you.
You did really well.
Also, one thing pissed me off throughout it, though,
what?
Is We chained Dee to her chair.
This is true.
And last episode, we promised that we were going to chain her to her chair because I cannot keep saying sit down, and neither can you.
No, I know. It's like it hurts my throat every time I yell at her, and I feel bad. I feel like I'm my dad, and I don't want to be that guy.
She deserves it. And so anyways, I can hear your shackles. I can hear the chains moving.
Mm-hmm.
Stop it.
Mm-hmm.
Or I don't know what else.
You're still doing the levels. I'll see her fingers. They're like, really, we moved everything, all the equipment, so she can still kind of
just
like manage everything. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She can kind of just move her wrists
mm-hmm.
like this
mm-hmm.
and do the levels, but that's all we need you for.
Yeah.
Okay. And we did construct sort of a little like slop tray underneath her chin so that when she sort of throws like pieces of meat into her mouth
mm-hmm.
and if she misses, it goes into the slop tray.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So at least there's that, Dee. We did take care of you that way.
Yeah.
So, and she's also wrapped in like garbage bags
mm-hmm.
because she keeps getting everything everywhere.
Well, it's disgusting.
Well, it's disgusting.
Yeah, yeah.
And it stains her clothes and stuff. And that's cool. But like, come on, Dee, you're part of a podcast. You got to start acting like it.
Yeah. There was a little mouse in her trough earlier too that was eating some of the scraps that she missed.
Well, why do you think there's mice in here?
Well, because of Dee.
Because of Dee. So if those mice want to have a little nibble, Dee, I'm mm-hmm. so sorry, but back at you.
Mm-hmm. They actually even bit through her garbage bag a little bit.
Yeah.
There's little holes everywhere. If you guys are in here right now, the visual, it's pretty something.
I mean, it's infested.
Yeah.
Anyways, guess where I'm going?
Tell me.
Los Angeles.
Whoa.
Los Angeles, LA.
Never heard of it.
It's a place. It's not too far away.
Mm-hmm.
You can go there on a plane, drive,
yeah.
probably take a boat.
Mm-hmm.
But we're just going to go for fun. We're going to go for 5 days.
You and your partner.
Jenny needs a break. She works really hard. And
hey, baby. So do you.
Hey, I do too, but she's got a team. She's
yeah.
using her brain.
Yeah.
She's a very tortured creative soul.
Tortured.
Well, she just works really fucking hard. So yeah, I'm excited to get some sun
mm-hmm.
and just relax and go for dinner,
mm-hmm.
ride a bike.
Okay.
So get famous. And also I'm hoping I'm going to get recognized. Like I'll get.
Well, you will.
Sorry. I'll get noticed, picked up, and then I'll become a huge celebrity.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's exciting. I wish I could come, but.
No.
I wasn't invited.
No. It's a couple's trip.
You want to know something really weird?
What?
So, you know, when you have an Uber, I don't know if it happens to everybody, but and then I tip and I move on. And sometimes it takes a day. Sometimes it's right away. You get a little notification that, you know, whoever, Malcolm, thanked you for your tip.
Yeah.
I always get like a little emotional. I look at it and I go, you're welcome, Malcolm. You know what I mean?
Like, no problem, Malcolm.
Yeah, sometimes we've talked about it. Like, I've been trying to be better lately of like, if they talk to me, I'll talk back a little bit. Try to create a little connection.
Well.
And so sometimes, you know, they'll thank me for my tip, which actually makes me mad when they don't thank me for my tip. Like, hi.
Yeah.
I didn't have to leave you $3.
Right.
I always leave $3.
That's nice.
It's kind of, I think it's a lot because usually my Ubers are all around $14. So that's like 20%.
Yeah.
Giving you $3, Malcolm. And as when they thank me for a tip, I'll be walking and I'll, you know, feel the my pocket. And I look at my phone and I go, all is well in the world.
Thanks. Now, is that an automatic response or do they have to physically thank you? Do you think there's a button they press to say thank you?
Good question. Either they do it physically or they have it set up because it's like sometimes a lot of times I don't get thanked.
Yeah.
And so either those people don't
okay.
do it or maybe it's something you can get set up that it just automatically does it. Well, if I was an Uber driver, I would set that up.
Of course. A thank you goes a long way.
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about when we open a door. Pull out your seat and push you back in.
Oh,
like a serious gentleman.
That's right. Give me a discount on my shots.
Remember when I thought Gentile, like I was using that as like a short form for a gentleman. And Jenny was like, you do know what a Gentile is, right? And I was like, yeah, like a gentleman. I'm just trying to be funny. She's like, no, 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 you need to look that up.
What is a Gentile?
I don't even, well, I'm going to put me on the spot now.
Pause for Googling.
A Gentile is someone who's not Jewish. For example, Christianity spread from Jewish into Gentile cultures.
Okay.
So maybe I was just trying to tell her, I'm a Gentile.
Yeah.
But I would say that when I would open doors or something for her, I would say, I love to be a Gentile around you. And she was like, you're not Jewish?
Oh.
It didn't work out
for me.
He's
going to tell you, hey, sorry, babe, I got a lot of riz.
Hey, I said, sorry, babe, I'm rizzing out.
Yeah.
Sorry, babe, I can't help all the riz inside me.
Mm-hmm.
I come up with all sorts of stuff because of my riz.
That's right. And she'd be like, that's not a word either. And you'd be like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Actually,
really?
It's the word of the year.
Google it
because
I'm young, hip, and cool, and my body doesn't hurt every day. I'm fine.
You're a junior middle ager.
I'm a junior middle ager. Oh my God. Wait, why were we talking about that?
Gentile. Just thanking Ubers for
Tips. It's just a thank you goes a long way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Thank you is a nice. A please is nice.
That's all I got on that one. It happened yesterday. I got a nice little thank you and a tear came down my eye.
I love it.
Mm.
I want to talk about Christmas again.
Okay.
You going to any Christmas parties?
I don't really think I have any Christmas parties.
It's okay. And I shouldn't have brought it up. What I wanted to segue to was we got invited to a Christmas party, but one, just one.
One more than me.
One Christmas party this year. I really don't really think about it ever, but they're new friends of ours. Mm-hmm. They're lovely. And they're a gay couple and they live here in the city. They're sort of new over the last, a couple years, I think. And, I guess we hit it off because we got a little text notification a couple weeks ago and they said, hey, having a holiday party, love you to come.
Whoa.
Well, this particular couple often stories their in the inside of their apartment and it real nice.
Oh, then you have to go.
So I've always wanted to be inside of it, but I didn't know how to get invited. But I guess I got so much riz.
Yeah, yeah.
And Jenny's got so much riz that they were like, we need these dykes. Mm-hmm. We need these dykes to fill it, round out the party.
Well.
So we went, got gussied up.
You've been having a time lately.
Listen, I am on fire. I'm changing. Yeah. Maybe I'm under construction.
Maybe you are. I don't know. It.
Please, I'm a work in progress. Mm-hmm. So we showed up to this place. Beautiful apartment, just as beautiful as it looked online. I just kept saying, thanks for letting me inside your place. Because honestly, every time you post about it, I'm just like, I gotta be in there. Mm-hmm. Had a beautiful view of the ocean. It was stunning. And they were so kind. They had all of this food and all the booze, like tons of bottles of everything and like a little cocktail station for you to make your drinks. Mm. It was just like really classy. And I always think that's so cool because like there's also nothing wrong with saying bring your own booze. Mm-hmm. I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
BYOB.
It's expensive, but we all want to get together. Mm-hmm. We can afford a little six pack.
Right?
Right. But not me. I wanted to mooch off them. Mm-hmm. So naturally, Jenny and I found ourselves finally after she perused all the gay men, which is her scene.
But was that, honey, you're a fag.
So, and she wants to meet new people. She was on a high. She was truly, she didn't want to leave.
Okay.
I finally was like, Jenny, remember when I didn't want to leave sometimes and you were getting really upset and a rule we made was when one of us is ready to go, it was like 12:30.
Time for bed.
Honey, that's like 6 a.m. for me. Mm-hmm. And so I said, just had to stop her and go, you're on a high. We have to leave. And then she was like, okay.
Well, that's good that she was, you know.
She did listen.
She succumbed, yeah.
But naturally, I found myself in a corner with two dykes. And we talked about TV. We were posted up where the food was.
Well, perfect.
So all night long. I mean, I perused. I met some really nice gays too. Mm-hmm. Talked, saw some people I knew, met some new people. Everyone was lovely. But then when I zeroed in on the gay women, we were talking sports, talking shows. One of them was a model.
Oh, yeah. A dyke model?
A dyke. Well, I think she was bisexual.
Okay.
I'm not 100%.
Not that dykes can't be models. But
yeah. What are you trying to say?
I take that back.
Take that back because you tell me I'm a model all the time.
You are.
You tell me I could be a supermodel.
But I don't call you a dyke.
You do call me a dyke.
Okay, you're a dyke model.
All day long you call me a dyke. Anyways, well, so it was really fun, but it made me laugh because I was like, of course, like where we naturally posted for the longest time was in a corner with two women right by the food table, popping food, cheese, crackers, meat, fruit, talking about shows.
There you go. You're smart.
I loved it.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was a really fun holiday party and I feel like I don't need to go to any more holiday parties.
Well, I think you got enough under your belt now.
I went for one drink at a hotel and one party.
Yeah.
And that was it.
I want you to slate for an audition and say, hi, I'm Amy Goodmurphy. I'm a dyke/model.
Hi there. My name's Amy Goodmurphy. I'm a dyke/model and I am in the union. Do you think they would like that?
Yeah.
How to stand out on your slate.
Yeah, your books.
There's classes where it's like, how to stand out on your slate. Mm. Well, that's what they're like, Amy, what do you do? I'm like, actually, I always say that I'm a dyke/model. And sometimes I get it.
Yeah, she books a lot.
So I would just suggest be zany. Mm-hmm. Have some riz.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
I'm a Rizzy fag. Hi, I'm Ryan Steele. I'm a Rizzy fag, and I'm middle-aged.
That guy's got Riz.
Thank you.
He self-proclaimed has Riz, and he's got spunk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you like to spin the wheel one last time for the year?
Yeah.
Say, I have three subjects I could talk about, and you're going to spin the wheel, and you're going to choose one.
Okay.
All right. Spin that wheel, baby. I went to a 28-year-old's birthday party. I saw my ex. I got Cairo for the first time.
Okay. So it's about for the first two, I think, is what I really want to know. You only, okay. Oh, so, okay. So you saw your ex and the first one is you went to a 28-year-old's birthday party? 28?
27 or 28.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, now it's getting younger. Do you see how that works? You probe a little bit, it goes a little bit younger.
Hey, man, chill out.
Okay, I want to talk about the birthday party.
Okay, perfect. It was at this place on Commercial Drive. It was my friend. I'm in his fantasy football league. I work with his girlfriend at
Butch.
At the score. And he's a really nice guy. We have this whole joke. I call him son. He calls me dad. Accordingly, fittingly.
What
you know?
A nice joke.
He has this, but we go to this bar that's like in one of the back rooms of a restaurant, which I guess is this trend. I don't know. But we go. It was cool. It was small. It was busy.
Yeah.
It was Greek. So that people were smashing plates on the ground. That was kind of fun.
It was, wasn't it Lulu's?
Lulu's, yeah.
Or Lola Lulu's.
Something like that.
Lola's?
Yeah. I just put it in my Uber, beep, boop, boop, and it took me there.
Yeah.
And then they thanked me for my tip and I cried.
Yep.
But right away, I see my son and he's like, Dad, blah, blah. And then he goes, let's do a shot. Which pretty much means, buy me a shot.
No.
Because it's his birthday.
No.
Yes. And then we go up and I'm like, okay, like, you know, usually it's tequila or Jameson. Those are the two options. And he's like, let's do tequila. And she's like, okay, do you just want the well or do you want Don Julio? Oh my God. That's like $50 an ounce, I think. No, I don't want Don Julio. Do I look like I'm a rich businessman? I'm just a middle-aged man trying to find his way.
I get it.
But so I'm like, well is fine. So then she pours them, whatever, we shoot it. She gives me the machine. She goes, just so you know, tip is already included because it's like a big party, I guess. So that's the deal. And it comes to $33.
For two shots?
For two shots of well tequila. And then on the machine, yes, they tell you that tip is included, but there is an option to tip on top of that. 15, 18, 20, or 25. Why would I want to tip on top of a tip?
Yeah.
Fucking shady as fuck. I hated it. Immediately, I was like not in the mood to be there. And I'm a pretty easygoing guy and I work in the industry, but I didn't like that at all.
Okay, wait. There's a couple things I don't like. Number one, please explain to me how the machine works. So she told you initially there's a tip is included, so don't tip.
Well, she didn't even say don't tip. She just said tip is included just so you know.
Yeah.
And then I guess they're hoping that you're going to tip on the tip.
Okay.
And it's already so expensive. And here's the thing too. They didn't have change. So if you paid in cash, they couldn't give you change.
Okay. I need to back up for a second.
Here we go.
D. Thank you. Also, very good use of just your hands, D.
You're doing a good job.
I
babe.
Am proud of you. Mm-hmm. I am very proud. Oh, God. A bunch of chicken just fell out of her mouth.
Oh, that's disgusting.
When she smiled.
Yeah.
God.
I hope that's chicken. It may be a mouse.
I don't know. Okay. Where's the mouse, D? Anyways, here's the thing. 27, likely. Probably 23. When you're younger, I've thought back, you know, this is me sort of being a, hey, we're going to get serious for a second.
Okay.
This is me being sort of a worry wart and like getting in my head sometimes where like, you know, when you're like, those memes are always like me lying in bed with the lights out, just eyes wide open, thinking about all the shitty stuff I did.
Mm-hmm.
And there's times in my life where I think back and I'm like, man, that was classless. Like I just didn't know that I should have maybe done this or not accepted this or offered this
mm-hmm.
or let someone pay for this and didn't think, you know, realize sort of the scope of it.
I get it.
And I try and be a lot more aware these days or like I, you know, try and overthink things. I'm an overthinker. So I was thinking about like that birthday guy
mm-hmm.
saying to you, let's do a shot. And assuming you're going to pay, which clearly sounds like the thing.
Well, because it's his birthday. Do I even have an option? Imagine I was like, okay, we're going to split it.
I mean, did he offer?
No.
Okay, so here's the thing. When I was younger, maybe, I don't think I would have done that, but that's something I wouldn't have thought about. Like, the classy thing to do is, let's do a shot, it's on me, thank you for coming, right? Like, but maybe I wouldn't have known that in my 20s. I'm not sure. I'd like to think maybe I did, but I always remember my sister-in-law's mom. She had her 70th birthday, I think, and she paid for everybody. Because she could.
I love that.
And I thought, I was like, wow, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. People are here for you. Mm-hmm. We don't expect us to like do this or have the means to do that. Mm-hmm. We're here. Mm-hmm. What do you want?
Yeah.
So anyways, I don't like that he did that.
Yeah, I know.
Poor little thing.
Because here's the thing. I didn't come with a card. I didn't come with a present. We're not that close. But I definitely at some point would have been like, hey, can I buy you a beer? I don't know if I would have wanted, it was a Monday night. I didn't really want to do a shot, but I would have offered to buy him a beer because that's just a nice thing to do for your birthday. But let me offer. Don't immediately say, let's do a shot. And he didn't say buy me one, but come on. You knew what you were doing. I ain't no fool and I'm coming for you.
We're coming for you. We're calling you out. No, I'm sure he's a very nice boy. Yeah. You made the effort to go, but I just have to say, I mean, maybe it wasn't his intention. Maybe he was having a riz of a time and he was all blitzed up.
Yeah.
Maybe he'll regret it.
Yeah, I remember right before we left too, because it was again, Monday. It got to be like 11. I'm like, I want to go. I got there at 9:30, an hour and a half, time for me to go. And people were leaving. And I did see his girlfriend who I love. And I'm like, hey girl, I think I'm going to leave soon. And she must have been on this weird like mad high, because she was like, yeah, you and everybody else. And then she stormed past me. Again, I need to start hanging out with people in their mid-40s. We're middle age, we're slow, we hang out on the couch, or maybe we go to the park and drink whiskey out of a bag, but we don't go to these fancy fucking parties.
I mean, fancy parties.
Honey, $17 shots of tequila.
Well, I was going to say, I like a birthday where it's like a nice, at home or restaurant, small group of us. We all kind of all know the drill. We're maybe a little bit more financially stable to have these, you know, kind of nice little respectable, you know. I also like, okay, so this is bringing something up.
Okay.
How do you feel about being at somebody's birthday who has a partner? They have a boyfriend, a girlfriend, or non-binary partner.
Mm-hmm.
And the bill comes. Who do you think, no one's discussed anything, who do you think should pay for the birthday person?
The partner.
Yes, I agree. And like, once I realized that, of course, it came with time. We have to forgive our younger selves. But once I realized that.
Yes, we do.
Yes, we do. In many ways more, you know, than one. Mm-hmm. Many more ways than one, rather.
That's right.
So anyhow, I just think like that's the deal. If you have a partner and you're going out for dinner or something like that, and who's going to pay for them? You. You are going to pay for your partner's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
That's on you. Okay. Everybody else can pay for themselves and have a nice time and not have to worry when the bill comes. I don't even know these four people. Hey guys, do you want to pitch in and sort of get the birthday person's bill and we're all going to pay? Or one person feel guilty and be like, I'll take your bill. They don't want to take your bill.
They don't.
Your partner's got to take your bill.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And if it's, what if they don't have a partner?
Okay. So that's the question. If they don't have a partner, well, that's a good question. What do you think?
Again, I don't know, because it's exactly like you said, a bunch of strangers and like who has cash on them now? Like, hey, I have the debit machine. Can we all put $20 towards that meal? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just a lot.
I think if I'm thinking about it on the spot, I think if you're a single person and it's your birthday, I've already prepared myself mentally that I will probably take your bill or myself and, you know, my partner, or if there's other close, you know, two other close friends that I know will be like, hey, we'll figure this out. Let's math that together.
Definitely.
But I prepared myself. I'm not there thinking your partner's going to pay for you. And then now it's just like, I'm getting internal anxiety because I'm uncomfortable because I don't know who's going to pay your bill. And I want to make sure that you are paid for.
Yep.
Do you know what I mean?
I don't think I've gone out for dinner for my birthday in 15 years.
Why?
Because of this almost too. Oh. Like, I don't expect people to do it. I think I went to Red Robin for my 30th, and I don't think I've ever been to a restaurant since to celebrate.
Yeah.
I just have people over. I rarely do anything now. Like last year, I was visiting my sister, but I'll have a couple people over. I'll do little singular things with my close friends. Like we'll go for whatever, you know, we'll go see a show or something, or me and this person will do that.
Yeah.
I just try to focus on them, because also mixing your friends sometimes, it can be a lot of fun, but it can also be stressful sometimes too.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, sometimes your friend and podcast co-host gets you a cheap necklace and then you wear it in the shower and it goes brown.
I shouldn't have worn it in the shower.
It was my fault.
Honey.
I should have told you it wasn't very expensive.
But it was pretty. I wore it for
cool.
a couple months, I want to say, or a few weeks anyway, or a day. And I liked it a lot.
Thanks. I'm going to get you another one.
Well, my birthday is coming up.
I know. I'm not telling you.
The big 5-0.
Brian, you said you were 45.
Just kidding. I'll be 46.
Now you're a senior.
But now I'm a senior. But I can get discounts on things.
You're a junior senior.
I'm just like your mom.
That's right. Oh, I think it's PLT time.
Let's go. Baby, please go first.
Thank you so much.
Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays to you. People come here for the singing, mm-hmm. for the entertainment of the angelic voices.
That's right.
And you know what? Actually, before I'm going to say my PLT story, mm-hmm. quick reminder, we are having a JFL show, Just for Laughs, Vancouver show.
That's right.
What's the date?
Tuesday, February 20th at the Improv Center on Granville Island. Two shows, 7 o'clock and 9 o'clock. We hope to see you at
both.
I
just wanted you to say the date.
Sorry.
I wanted to say the rest.
Sorry.
You have too much riz. Now I'm seeing someone can have too much riz. It can be a bad thing.
Yeah.
No, just kidding. Thanks for getting that out.
What are you in here for? I got too much riz.
I got too much riz. I got locked up because I got too much. Dee, shut up. You don't have any riz.
No, Dee, you're the last person I would ever say has any riz. You're rizless, Dee.
Hey. I felt bad when I said it, and then you jumped on, and now I feel bad again. Happy holidays, D.
Yeah, happy holidays, D.
From us and D, happy holidays.
That's in our Christmas card, you, me, and D.
We have to make one for Patreon.
We will.
We will.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so anyways, come to our show, please.
You know what's right before Christmas right now? You still get a chance to get one, print it out, put it in someone's stocking, as they call a stocking stuffer.
That's right.
Or maybe it'll be the main gift for someone, you know? That'll be it. Here you go. Merry Christmas.
Hey,
whoa.
Here's a big main gift for you.
Yeah.
Actually, that's really fun.
Mm-hmm. Put in a huge, I used to do that all the time. I'd have like a gift certificate or something, or yeah. like, or a tickets to a show, and I'd put it in like a quite a large box.
That's so messed up. It's so messed up.
Why is this so light? Just shut up.
Just shut up.
And then they'd open it. And they'd go, you tricked me. I thought it was going to be like, you know, a TV. No, sorry.
No.
We're going to go see America's Next Top Model on tour at the Vogue.
What?
Yeah. I was going to say Carrot Top, but I couldn't think of his name fast enough.
Carrot Top.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I come to our show, please.
Please, please, please. It's going to be a good one.
It's going to be a good one. Yeah. I'm really excited.
Mm-hmm.
But now I'm going to tell you something embarrassing.
Let me put on my seatbelt.
Nice. I'm going to keep mine off because fuck it.
I love it.
Just kidding, D. Put my seatbelt on. Okay, so this goes back a few years now.
Right.
And Jenny's mom used to have two dogs. They're tiny toy Pomeranians. Mm-hmm. And one was named Pavarotti and the other one is named Josephine,
mm-hmm.
a.k.a. Pig. And Pig has been on this podcast before.
Mm-hmm.
Pig has outlived Pavarotti.
By a while.
By a little while. Yeah, mm-hmm. we all thought, oh my God, we're going to lose her. Like, she's going to get depressed. And she was like, fuck yeah, Pavarotti's dead.
Let's go.
She's literally living her best life.
Mm-hmm.
She loves to travel. Mm-hmm. She loves food. She does whatever she wants.
She gets a lot of attention.
She gets a lot of attention.
She's gorgeous.
But she's beautiful. She's mm-hmm. cute. And she's a little sweetie old lady. So anyhow, Pavarotti passed away. Unfortunately, it was very sad. But he lived a really nice life with her mom. They adopted them from a woman who passed. And they didn't have the best life before. They were something called indoor dogs.
Oh.
That's not a thing.
No.
They should have been outside on leashes. And when her mom got them, they'd never been on a leash before.
Oh.
And they were middle-aged. Anyhow, so Jenny's mom did a lot with them. And before Pavarotti passed away, we were babysitting them. We were dog-sitting them.
Okay.
We're babies because they're babies.
Babies.
And we had to keep this one door closed, the bathroom door closed, because they would get into the garbage. And they're really small. Like, when I'm talking about small, they're like, I think they were grown in a jar. Like, that's so fucked up.
So they
can't
get any bigger.
No, they can't. They're like not normal. Like, Pig's a little bit. She's like smart, but not. She's kind of a dummy. Like, you know what I mean?
Mm.
They're not winning any prizes, okay? So anyways, we had to keep this door closed. And one day, I forgot to close the door.
Oh.
And we were staying there, I think, because... Yeah, we were like staying over to take care of them because we had to, whatever. It didn't work to go to and fro because they don't live right near us. And at this time, I had had my period. And of course, because Jenny and I are synced, she was on hers too.
Okay.
So when you have your period and you use something called a tampon, when you are done with it, you wrap it up and you put it in the garbage.
Mm-hmm.
You can't be flushing those.
No.
Everybody who uses them. because it's hard on the septic system and or hard whatever. You're just not supposed to.
Yeah, my house when I was growing up, it blew up because of, we put so many tampons. Like, it's three women in my family, and my home one day just
blew up. Yeah. So that's the truth, and you can't be doing that. It's also bad for the environment, I think.
It's so sad. We had to, like, you know, we had to live with my aunt for a while, and
I don't want to talk about that. Yeah. So we both had our periods and we were using the toilet garbage. So anyways, long story short, I leave the bathroom door open. Later that day, we go into the bathroom and we notice that they have been in the garbage.
Oh God.
And there's something missing.
Oh.
Because we know that we're supposed to close it, and also dogs cannot ingest certain things, and sometimes they will. So we count our pawns.
We count. You knew how many were in
we
there.
We knew how many pawns were in the basket. And one was missing.
Uh-oh.
One pawn was missing. So I, first of all, oh my God. Second of all, these little dogs, period, I don't, well, no pun intended. Dogs in general, they should not be eating tampons, I don't think, because what happens is it sort of absorbs everything and then it expands in your stomach.
Oh God.
And so especially these tiny dogs, they'll die.
Was this how we lost Pavarotti?
It's not. Oh my God. Imagine the PLC story is, then he died.
That'd be like a me story.
Yeah.
And then he died.
And then he died. Oh my God. No. What? No, so we're like, which one of you did it? I'm mad because they've gone and we shouldn't have left it open, but I'm pissed off because it's like, what are you doing eating a tampon?
Yeah, you little idiots.
Yeah, you little idiots. So I go and find them and I'm like, which one of you fuckers ate the tampon? Like, which one is it? Now we're going to have to deal with this and like, let me open your mouth. Like, you've ingested a tampon. We're turning the house upside down to see if the tampon is somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
No, one of these little bastards has eaten the tampon. So I am blaming Pig. Because I'm like, Pig, you literal pig. You have gone in and eaten a tampon, you little dirty pig. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, it's you. Pavarotti wouldn't do this. I know it's you. And I'm like, damn it, Pig. So anyways, we call her mom and her mom's partner and they're away. And we're like, I don't know how to tell you this, but one of them might die. And also, like, what do we do? Like, we don't know which one it is. We take them to the vet.
Yeah.
And because they don't know which one it is, they had to pump both their stomachs.
Oh, God.
Which is so sad.
Mm-hmm.
And it was Pavarotti. Pavi was the one that ate the tampon, but poor Pig got blamed and she had to get her stomach pumped.
Same thing happened to me in elementary school.
What?
No. But what? Honestly, imagine you pump both your stomachs and there was no pawn in either.
Well, that was a risk. So it was like the positive, I guess, was that we got it out of them. But the sad part was that A, we left the freaking door open and B, we blame Pig.
Pavarotti, though, little piece of
shit. Pavarotti, you little shit, ate a tampon.
And where do they, so they pump their stomach. So where does the pawn come out of? Their mouth?
I don't know. I don't know if it's their butt
or their
mouth.
They shoot it out their bum,
They had to pump their little, and like, they have little pig stomachs. They're like soft and like skin.
Yeah.
And they had to bump them out.
Wow.
I know. And poor Pig just had to go along with it.
Aww.
I know. I felt
weak. Nothing was wrong with her.
No, we got them so many treats after. They felt so bad.
Especially Josephine.
Well, especially Josie, because she was a little pig. She needed them all.
Oh, I think CL upstairs was watching, because that's why Josephine is still with us and Pavarotti is not.
Hey, he didn't die from the pawn.
No, but he died from doing a bad thing.
No, he didn't.
Yes, CL Christ Lord saw that and said, you don't have much longer now, Pavarotti.
Because he ate the tampon?
Because you ate a pawn.
Do you think?
And then when Pavarotti went to dog, you know, heaven or hell, they're like, Rawr.
No, he went to heaven.
Okay, so when Pavarotti goes to dog heaven,
he's
like, hey, why am I here?
Yeah.
And then CL is like, because you ate a pawn.
You ate that dyke's tampon.
You ate that dyke's tampon.
Yeah. That's what he'll say.
Yeah, well. Okay, so there's a lot of PLTs here.
Okay.
You're a PLT for leaving the door open.
Yes.
Pavarotti's the biggest PLT.
Yeah.
Because he ate the tampon.
Yeah.
Pig's not really a PLT.
She's not a PLT.
The vet is a PLT because they had to pump stomachs to get tampons out.
No. Okay. Yeah, that's true. And Pig is a PLT because she's a poor little thing.
Yeah.
Poor thing. She has no teeth. Her tongue hangs out of her mouth.
Yeah. I mean, she's the cutest little thing, though.
She is.
Well, that was a great story.
Thanks.
I'm going to tell one. I promised myself I was never going to tell. And I just thought, you know what? I'm going to do it. It's the end of the year. We want to thank you all for listening through, you know, the second season. Episode 94, here we are. We're going back around 10 years ago. And I think I've talked about this time in my life, pretty confident time in my life. Maybe did a couple rounds of steroids, fucking idiot, you know, fucking classic gay man trying to like look like something he's not. Anyway, I got a couple hot boys during this time. It was fun. I was talking to this one in Australia. Gorgeous, gorgeous man. He was traveling around. I can't remember where he was. I think he was from Australia, but he was maybe in the States. I think he was in the States. And we're chatting. We're sending pics. We're flirting. He's like, I want to come up. I want to come up. I just can't afford it.
Come up where?
To Vancouver. He wants to come up and see me. But he keeps dropping how he can't afford it. But I roll like this boy. And I'm not going to pay for it. But at the time, I had like points because I was flying a bit with like my friend Mark. And I had enough points. And I looked and I calculated it. And I'm like, fuck, I wanted to use that on me. But I really like this boy.
Yeah.
So I flew him. I want to say from like Miami to Vancouver.
Oh, my God.
And the story there, I'm a PLT if you want. But he comes. And at the time, also, I was couch surfing. Yeah.
Go on.
More PLT there. Yep. Some story.
Yeah.
I'm couch surfing. So I let him know. And the guy I'm staying with, I'm like, just, you know, I want to write this really hot guy up. He's like, yeah, do it, whatever. I'm like, it probably won't, you know, I don't know what's going to happen. Maybe we'll fall in love and we'll move away. Who knows? So he comes up and we're like sharing this couch. And he's really good looking. And we have, you know, we have some fun times and everything. And then we're like, we want to have sex. But we can't have sex on this fucking floor. I already did that once with another guy when I was couch surfing here. I took a guy home and we just had sex on the floor because I didn't want to have sex in like the guy who owns the place's bed.
Well, that's respectful.
And, well, you know, I'm not an asshole.
Yeah.
So I thought, you know what? Well, I work at a bar and it's closed right now. I know the alarm code. So I take him to a certain bar I work at and I'm beep, boop, 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 get in the back door. And I think I text my manager, the owner, because she gets a notification every time someone went there. I'm like, hey, girl, it's just me. I was just walking by and I really need to use the washroom.
Yeah.
So she's like, okay, Ryan just has diarrhea. On with her day.
Yeah.
And so I do. Hopefully she's not looking at the cameras. I bring in this tall, beautiful Australian man. We go into the handicapped washroom and we have sex. And it was I thought it was kind of hot. You know what I mean? You know, here we are. I'm naked in the bar. Really the first time I've ever had sex in there. And I worked there for a very long time. I think made out with guys and this and that. But this is the first time I ever had sex. And a lot of sex has happened in that washroom.
Please. I think I've walked in many times.
Yes. Yeah. So I finally got to be part of it. Even though it was closed. I was never, you know, I can't have it when people are there. No, thank
you.
But our own private little hotel for the minute.
Mm-hmm. Toilet and, hotel.
Yes. And so we have sex. And then after that, he kind of like starts to change. A little bit, and then suddenly his grandma is like sick and he needs to go back home. And part of me is kind of relieved because also, what are we doing? Like, I'm still not gonna go move out yet. It did happen a couple months later, but I was in no position at the time. Mm-hmm. And like, I'm not gonna move out with you. You just came up here, so this is kind of a relief. But also, I'm kind of butthurt because he's very attractive, and mm-hmm. all I care about is looks sometimes because I'm an asshole,
right?
And so he leaves, and then we're chatting. And I'm kind of like, oh, it's kind of funny how that happened. And he's like, he basically told me that the sex was terrible, and I didn't want to talk about this because it makes me look like a horrible lover. I've had great sex with people. Let me just tell you that.
Yeah.
But this guy, I wasn't his jam sexually. And so he boop, boop, boop. He somehow had enough money now. He said his grandma paid for it, but he probably had money the whole time. He was just taking advantage of me.
He wanted to have sex in the way that he wanted to have it. Mm. Are you kidding me? I took you to a palace. Sorry, go on.
No. And so then he leaves. And then we didn't talk much after. I think I unfollowed him on Instagram pretty promptly, as he did me.
Yeah.
And he did reach out, I want to say, like a year later or something, maybe even a couple years later. And he like commented on a photo.
Hey, want to come to Vancouver again?
No,
can you pay?
No.
Yeah.
But I did not respond. Go.
When is it my turn?
Yeah, now.
Brian, I need some clarification. Mm. When did he tell you that he didn't enjoy having intimacy with you?
Pretty shortly after.
Like while he was here?
Yeah. He just like, yeah, I was going to say, I was going to try to make it sound better, but that was pretty bluntly what it was.
And so he flew here on your points. Mm-hmm. He got himself to Miami or something, you said?
Yes, he was like traveling. So okay. I'm an idiot. He had money.
He was a traveler.
Mm-hmm.
And you kindly said, because you were obviously attracted to him, you obviously wanted to have some fun,
mm-hmm.
and you were couch surfing at the time.
I've come a long way, you guys.
But instead of cash, mm-hmm. instead of monetary flow, mm-hmm. you had some points.
Yeah.
So you will do whatever it takes mm-hmm. to get whatever you need.
That's right.
But you were interested in him.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a really kind gesture. And you're not a weirdo. Like, yeah. I know that that came as a kindness and as, you know, maybe this guy was really cool and you get to have some fun times together. Like, beyond intimacy.
Also, I can be a little cheap though. So I have to say that was hard for me. As hot as he was, those points were for me.
Yeah. You've never done anything weird like that. You know what I mean? Mm. Like, you're not an idiot. Well, I'm just kidding. I just mean like you sometimes, what I meant, but you're not an idiot, but you sometimes are, your kindness blinds you.
I will totally agree.
Rose-colored glasses. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But anyhow, it's very nice that you've done that. So he's gotten himself to Miami. You've paid with your points to get him to Vancouver. Is he staying with you on the ground?
Yeah.
I think on the couch?
I think we spooned on the couch together.
So that's where he was staying. Mm-hmm. And how long was he here for?
Oh, God. I want to say a week.
Okay. And then in that time, you guys hung out, slept together. Mm-hmm. Did you sleep together the first night?
No.
But second, third?
I think we just fooled around. I think what happened, I want to say this was like day three or four. And then okay. I think he stayed for like a few more days after, like 2 or 3 days after. But it was just kind of like not cool. It was like, he was like, yeah, I want to go home. I'm just not having fun. And then, oh yeah, my grandma is sick. And I was like, okay, like, I'll say again, what the hell was I fucking expecting or doing? So it was a blessing in disguise, but it still hurt my feelings.
Okay, but wait, where did it come? Do you remember exactly how it came up? Were you like, why are you leaving kind of thing?
Or yeah, kind of, because there was a shift, right? Like okay. We were like in love. We're in love, but he came up here and it was like, oh my God, we're having the best time. I have to say he's very funny and yeah. very charming. And I was just eating it all up. So I was like, oh my God, who is this God, essentially?
Yeah.
And yeah. And so he was good, 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 good. And then sex. And then I need to go home.
And then you pried and he said.
When he left, I needed more closure. I'm like, dude, that was kind of weird. That was quite the shift. And then he kind of was really honest about that experience having sex in the washroom.
Why would you feel the need to share that?
Mm-hmm,
you don't need to. You don't need to. Mm-hmm. You're pushed to that limit of fine. I didn't like having sex with you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, that's okay. That first of all, that's okay because not everybody is gonna jive.
Yeah.
Not everybody is gonna connect intimately.
Mm-hmm.
We've all been there.
Yeah.
Everybody's different.
Everybody's different.
But. Everybody's different.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't need to say that. It's a very hurtful thing to say. Because you know what you're saying when you say that?
Mm-hmm.
You're bad at that. That's for you to say.
Mm-hmm.
You maybe didn't enjoy yourself and that's okay.
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean you're bad at something. There's not one way to skin a cat.
Yeah.
You can light it on fire. You can use a knife.
Mm-hmm.
You can use a sword.
That's right.
You can just put it in ass. No.
No,
I'm just kidding.
Jamie.
That's disgusting.
You can go back to Australia and tell all your friends how bad sex was with
sure.
me. Just don't tell me.
No.
If I don't know, ain't gonna hurt me.
Okay, there's two PLTs in the story. He is a major PLT.
Yeah, I'm
very upset about that.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, as always, honey, you're a pill yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just because we are both pills.
Yeah.
But it was, no, actually, well.
No, I'm a full PLT. Surfing. Yeah.
You were
couch surfing. And
you did it in a washroom.
Mm-hmm.
And also, you gave him your points.
Yeah.
But you know what? Did you have a good time?
For the first like 3 or 4 days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's nice.
That's nice.
Those points were worth it.
But when these things kind of happen, like I've had little love affairs with other guys that live in other places, it's nice to just connect once in a while and still have that memory and be able to like a photo or something, but no communication with him.
Not with him.
In PLT listeners, I swear I'm pretty good at sex.
He's great at it.
I stick it inside and
then Hey.
Okay. Don't need play by play.
No.
Like every episode, we end with a question.
Great.
I'm going to give you two options because it's the end of the year and I'm feeling nice.
Okay.
Question number one. If Santa showed up to a house on Christmas night and saw cookies and milk left for him for the 500 zillionth time, and he finally lost it and snapped, what would he say to the family of the house?
Okay.
Or your second option, if you could rename Santa's reindeers, what would you rename them?
I'm going to rename the reindeers.
Okay.
There's 9 reindeer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Chantel.
Yeah.
Tina Michonnes. Jazlyn,
of course.
Jamie,
mm-hmm.
Brian,
mm-hmm.
Jazz,
because mm-hmm.
one is Jazlyn, one's Jazz.
I love that.
Brianne.
Okay.
Shandy.
Yeah.
And
one more.
One that's called Amy.
You have to say it like Ruth.
Yes, that's it. I was okay. Like, on Chantel, on Tina Michonnes, on Amy, on Jazlyn. That's how it will go.
All right.
What about you?
I'm going to do the same thing. Okay, I'm going to do Ariana,
yep.
Brittany,
yeah.
Christina,
yes.
Kelly,
yeah.
Gwen,
yeah.
Reba.
Yeah.
No.
Taylor?
Oh, of course. Taylor, like the biggest one. Beyonce. Where have I been? And maybe Fantasia from American Idol.
Work, bitch. Work.
On Ariana, on Fantasia, on Beyonce. Kelly Clarkson, a little bit faster. Doll, come on, kids. Woof. And they're all like singing. Imagine all those women. I don't know. Gwen Stefani, I put her in there too just because she's on The Voice right now and she came into my head, but she probably wouldn't be in that list if I had more time to flesh it out.
Oh, the girl's girlfriend like this.
Okay, no, she can stay.
Well, didn't she do a country song with Blake?
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
Well, it's almost time to say bye.
Mm-hmm.
I did want to say though too, there's we didn't get to talk about it, but when I was 9 years old, my grandparents bought me a Michael Jackson leather jacket from, it's basically from the Bad video, if you've ever seen it. Yeah. And it was very oversized. And I showed you a photo last night. Uh-huh. And I was just going to say for Patreon, if you want to go take a look, I'm going to throw it up on there as well.
It's hilarious. You can tell she is very excited. That it was the beginning of her PLT life journey.
It really was.
And she's in this big jacket. Mm-hmm. Did it fit right?
No. It didn't. You could put two of me in there.
But it was yours.
But it was mine.
That's so nice. Yeah. And it was like, you can have this, but don't be gay.
Yeah.
You can wear this like a man will wear it.
I texted my mom last time. I'm like, Mom, do you have any Christmas PLT stories? We're recording tomorrow. And she goes, well, there was that one time your grandparents bought you that Michael Jackson leather jacket.
Yeah.
And then I was like, okay, more. Like, where's, did you hate it? Was there a fight? And she's like, no. But then she sent me photos. So at least I have that.
I like that her thought of you being a PLT at Christmas mm-hmm. was you in this Michael Jackson jacket. Like, she got the assignment yeah. and she understood.
Because I said, hey, did I ever get mad at anything that I didn't get? And she goes, no, you always got what you wanted.
Aw, you know what? We're so spoiled. When you sent it to me, I was like, oh, I'm going to ask my mom if I have any stories that she can remember. Mm-hmm. And I was like, do you have any PLT stories? Because Ryan got a Michael Jackson jacket one year. And do I have any at Christmas? She's like, I don't think so. I'm like, anytime I like freaked out and like wasn't, I'm sure I was an asshole. Like, mm-hmm. I remember feeling like, I didn't get this and I asked for it.
Yeah.
And she was like, I don't think so, honey. We tried to get you what you wanted. Mm-hmm. Or she said, I always tried to get you what you wanted. Because remember, my dad was always like, how much that cost?
Yeah.
Okay, Ruth.
We're going to spend it on the boys, I thought. Oh, I guess Amy gets it this year.
No, it was all about me all the time. But I do remember one thing that sparked a memory for me, and your jacket sparked a memory for me. I remember every single year I would ask for one thing always. And my mom claims they got it for me. But I don't remember. I don't know if they thought it was a certain thing they got me, but that wasn't what I was looking for. Okay. I always wanted what I called every year a cool guy jacket. And a cool guy jacket was like a classic motorcycle black jacket, you know, with the buttons, like a classic leather, not a Michael J one, although very cool.
Thank you.
But one year I did get like a pilot, like a brown leather, like wasn't real, like leather pilot one mm-hmm. with like the, you know, like a pilot would wear.
Yeah, got it.
And I did love that, but it wasn't that wasn't what I was, you know.
They missed the assignment.
Mm. And you know what? And for that reason, I'll always hate Christmas.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Sorry.
Bye.
Bye, everybody. Have the best holiday
Happy
season. We'll
holidays.
See you in 2024.
Bye. Thanks for tuning in to Poor Little Thing, the podcast. We love you. And if you love us, please don't forget to like, rate, review, and subscribe. Follow us on Instagram and TikTok at Ryan and Amy Show. If you want to see exclusive content and extra goodies, join our Patreon and strap in because it gets wet and wild. And as we always say, you poor little thing.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.